This coming school year, we're opening some new construction areas. We've had some renovations to our school district, and so we're excited to let our families and students see those new learning environments that have been improved and added on to, as well as we have, you know, new staff that we've welcomed in this year. We have approximately 30 certified staff that have joined our team, so we're excited to have a fresh start to the school year.
Those construction projects, I'm sure, are taking up a lot of your focus. Space had been an issue, and Glenwood Elementary School is one of the places that's kind of expanding. So explain for us kind of what the concerns were there and how they're being addressed through recent construction projects.
The Glenwood Elementary area of our school district, the boundaries there, has seen a lot of growth over the past couple of years. We've seen new subdivisions. You know, typically school districts see new, and we have in the past, we've seen new construction, new homes going up in existing subdivisions. But in this area, over the past couple of years, we've actually seen entire new subdivisions. And so as we've seen that growth in the middle section of our school district, we needed to add on to that building. We kind of always had that expectation that we were going to need to add on to that building, and we did. And so, you know, as we went back and added on several classrooms on each wing, we were able to make sure that we housed the students that live in that area. Previous to that, we had asked those families to attend a different school. The families that moved into the area had to be reassigned to one of the other elementary schools because we didn't have enough space at Glenwood Elementary. And so for a year, that's what we did. And now we're able to welcome those families back to their home schools. Overall, when we're finished with all three of our phases, it will be approximately $35 million. That was the referendum that was passed in 2012, of November 2012. And at that time, the community overwhelmingly supported the referendum and agreed that there were additions to our schools that were needed, as well as renovations and upgrades. Included in that are playground upgrades at our elementary schools, as well as issues such as HVAC. We had asbestos abatement in some of our buildings. We also had some envelope issues that were tightened up to make sure that we didn't have any leaky roofs and things such as that. Those regular maintenance opportunities that we have for schools, we were able to incorporate a lot of those projects as well. So it's been a lot of that work has been completed, but we still have quite a bit more to do.
Once this round of different construction projects is completed, is this going to be sufficient for the amount of growth that you can, you know, kind of anticipate out there in Chatham?
We always are looking at projections. We're always looking at, and we're pretty fortunate in Balchatham that we've had steady growth. We've had approximately 75 to 100 students every year, give or take. And because of its steady growth, we've been able to meet the needs of the community. And we are always looking ahead to what's the next step. And, you know, is it to add on to our high school, which would be one of our next projects? Or, you know, at some point, at what point does the district start talking about a second middle school or high school? That's very far out into the future, but it's still something that we want to talk about at some point in the future so that the community can kind of weigh in on that.
Talking about $35 million, mm-hmm. Explain where the money came from.
Those were bonds that were issued, and so that was something that we had on a referendum. We got permission from our voters to sell those bonds. So,
and speaking of budget, we know surrounding districts are, that's been a concern lately. State appropriations are not what they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. How is the budget looking out in Chatham? Able to keep things level?
That's been our goal for the past couple of years, is to balance our budget. And it's always a struggle. It's always something that is a challenge for us. And it just like with other school districts in the state of Illinois, everybody is struggling with the same conversation, having to look at what the expenditures are and trying to balance. That's obviously the goal for all school districts, but in Balchatham as well. And our Board of Education has said that while we want to maintain quality programs and we don't want to have to cut those types of programs that are really critical to our success, we also need to be balancing our budget. So that's what we're always looking at in the future. You know, we had deficit spending for several years, and we're able to balance our budget and, you know, the past couple of years. And so we're very fortunate that that was what we had to do, or what we were able to do. But unfortunately, we had to make some cuts. The good news was that in those cuts, we were able to make sure that we protected the student interest. We made sure that they were as far away from the classrooms as possible. And with that, we had approximately $3.1 million of reductions that we made in February of 2013. And we were able to do that because we had a study of the overall district, everywhere that we're spending. We looked at every angle and made reductions in each of those. But again, our focus was, the Board of Education was very clear that we want to balance a budget and we want to make reductions where needed, but we want it to be as far away from the classroom as possible.
And on that topic, I do have to mention with the administration, there has been the recent past issues with mismanagement and spending. The former superintendent was found through an audit to provide improper documentation for $30,000. For example, is this issue behind the district at this point?
It is. It is. We have looked into and really vetted that issue and have made sure that we are doing the right thing, and we've changed and updated everything that we do based on the fact that we want to make sure we're transparent. We want to make sure that families can trust the school district. And that's been one of my main goals. Is obviously my number one goal is to maintain the quality programs that we have. But one of my goals when I stepped into the superintendency was to improve trust, improve transparency with the community, and allow them to see our operations and what's happening. And so that communication is critical to that, but also making sure that we're doing the very best that we can with every tax dollar.
You're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. I'm Rachel Otwell, and I'm joined by Superintendent for Chatham Schools, Carrie Ruby. We've been talking about the construction projects there and the district's budget. We also know that start times for schools have changed in recent years, so give us an update on that.
The start times for classes, we had adjusted with one of our elementary schools. And the reason that we did some staggered starts to our classrooms or to our buildings is that we were able to use shuttles. For example, we were able to have one building use the same bus as and the same driver as another building. And so because we were staggering, we were able to meet the needs of students with transportation. And so we do have staggered starts to our buildings.
And then there has also been the question of having students walk farther for those bus stops. Where's that at this point?
That was a change that the district did consider in terms of making reductions. And we did go ahead and change our bus stops so that, you're right, there were families had a little bit further to walk to their bus stops. And by reducing those, we were able to obviously be more efficient in the district. And at first, while those are difficult conversations to have at first, families really want to have their bus stop as close as possible to their home. I think everyone was pretty understanding and now has adjusted to that, because they understand that the need was to not make stops at every home. You know, we simply can't add stops throughout the neighborhood, and we only can do at the corner of a block. And I think everyone has adjusted well to that and really made accommodations.
Let's talk a little bit about school lunches. I know you got involved with a community program that was providing healthy meals, sort of vegetables from the garden sort of thing. And there was a little bit of issue of course, how children are going to receive that. And so where does that stand as far as providing adequate nutrition through school lunches, but also getting kids to eat it?
You know, our primary goal obviously was to meet the federal guidelines, the nutrition guidelines that were set forth. And there were changes in that. And changes always, you know, require that we learn more and that we study that. And we did. We reached out to GenH, which is a local organization that supported us through that process. They gave us a great deal of training. And one of the things that we really committed to at first was, we want to use to still have our current staff on hand, and they are going to learn to prepare from scratch meals. And really, the idea behind it is healthy and clean eating and making sure that students have clean from scratch meals every day. And we know that it's critical to the obesity issue. It's critical to their growth, and obviously has an impact on their learning as well. So that was a change that we made last year and how our food was prepared at our schools. And there was some question about, you know, will my child be willing to eat this? And at first, children sometimes do. We know, the research proves, and we as parents know, that at first when you offer something new to a child, they do reject it. They say that it looks different or it tastes different. And until our taste buds adapt to that, oftentimes we don't recognize that it's something that we like. So we've noticed over time that families have exposed their children and said, you know, let's try this. And as children try it, you know, they're eating and they're enjoying that food. And, you know, that's really important, that we know that at least one meal of their day is a very healthy one and is a clean meal because it's made from scratch.
You had mentioned that there is a new program for 4th and 5th grade boys in Chatham that a student actually started. Tell us about that.
We are very proud of this program. It's called Superheroes. And Eli Day is one of our high school students who started this program. And really, his idea was that he wanted to make a difference. And he saw some programs, you know, for example, the Girls on the Run. He saw the impact that type of a program had for girls. And he said, you know, I'd really like to start something similar for boys, because he didn't see any type of program that was like that for boys, for young boys. And he really, you know, thought about what are the character traits that young men need to learn. And he had for a week in a pilot last year with one of our elementary schools, he had students who were 4th grade boys who were interested in being part of the program. And he had role models for them from our high school, some of our top athletes and some of our really neat students come over from the high school and work with them, as well as some teachers were involved. And, you know, they taught the boys how important it is to have good sportsmanship and how important it is to be part of a team and help each other. And, you know, those leadership skills that the boys really needed. So our 4th and 5th grade boys will all have an opportunity to be involved in this program. And it's pretty neat to think about that this is an idea that came from one of our high school students who just wanted to make a difference.